Thank you and good morning. The sheriff's office is searching for a man who was wanted for stabbing a second man during a domestic violence incident in the early morning hours in McKinleyville on Friday. When sheriff's deputies reached the scene, they contacted the adult male victim who had intervened in a neighbor's domestic violence dispute and been stabbed by a man identified only as Michael Smith. The victim suffered serious wounds and was taken to the hospital for treatment. The suspect, described as an adult white male, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes, fled the scene in a silver Toyota Corolla, a vehicle recently purchased by the suspect and which has right side front end damage. Smith was later contacted and detained by Fortuna police and held until sheriff's deputies responded and placed him under arrest on Friday afternoon. Smith was booked for attempted murder and domestic violence. Highway 101 just north of Richardson's Grove was shut down for several hours on Saturday afternoon following a single-vehicle motorcycle collision in the southbound lanes. The driver of the specially modified motorcycle, who was carrying a passenger, lost control of the bike and it struck an embankment. Both the driver and passenger, a couple from Orangevale, California, were ejected from the bike and suffered major injuries. The driver was airlifted to Redding, while the passenger was taken to St. Joe's in Eureka. The cause of the collision is under investigation, although impairment is not considered a factor. The Pony Fire, a wildfire burning 15 miles southwest of Happy Camp, has grown to more than 1,800 acres and stands at about 20% containment. More than 900 personnel have been assigned to the blaze, a fire that has generated enough smoke for it to be visible from coastal areas. And there was a public meeting scheduled for tonight at the Happy Camp Grange at 6 o'clock to update residents on the fire and suppression efforts. The Pony Fire was started by lightning last Monday, and high temperatures and high winds are hampering firefighting efforts in steep, rugged terrain. The Cancer Center at St. Joseph's Hospital has $50,000 more to put toward care after Green Diamond Resource Company donated that amount to the Cancer Care Campaign. Green Diamond President Douglas Reed presented a check on behalf of the Simpson Family Fund to St. Joe's CEO David Sutherland last week. Reed said it was a natural fit with the fund's mission of supporting the communities we serve. The money will be used to support the purchase of a 3D mammography unit, the next generation in breast cancer screening technology. Jordan Christmas has news from College of the Redwoods.
This afternoon, the College of the Redwood campuses in Eureka and in Crescent City will be offering testing to residents for their Extended Basic Law Enforcement Academy that will be held in August. Beginning on August 30th, the Extended Academy will be held on Tuesday and Thursday evenings and on Saturdays, and the two classes will be linked via live video so the Crescent City and Eureka classrooms can hear the lessons at the same time. The pre-testing for the classes will be held on both campuses from 1 p.m. to 4:30 and from 5 p.m. to 9 o'clock this evening. For more information, you can contact College of the Redwoods.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The fire that destroyed a downtown Eureka warehouse on 4th Street last week illustrated how difficult a fire scene can be for emergency response crews. Humboldt Bay Fire found itself battling a difficult fire on a heavily traveled artery in the middle of town and into the morning commute hours. Fire Chief Bill Gillespie talked about the difficulties of battling that blaze that destroyed one warehouse and damaged two neighboring buildings as well, and how the assistance of law enforcement is key at a major fire incident.
EPD was a huge help. They were able to get officers down there rapidly. To maintain traffic control, it presents a huge traffic hazard for us because of the firefighters that get injured or killed across the country. They're struck by a vehicle. They didn't get hurt in the fire. They got hurt on the scene.
The fire started in a building flanked by a vacant warehouse on one side, but a second warehouse filled with stored furniture on the other. And Gillespie had serious concerns that firewalls would fail and put his firefighters in even greater danger.
The other warehouse had a bunch of furniture in it. And I'll be honest, I figured if it got into that, the access was very poor for the crews to get into it. And we had building collapse issues. In fact, we had to pull them out of that warehouse at one point because the adjoining wall was starting to come down. The crews, they stayed on it in some heavy smoke conditions and pretty heavy fire conditions.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Fire Chief Bill Gillespie by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.